You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. It is Friday, and that's always a great and glorious day in my life. And so I pray that you are getting ready to have a wonderful weekend worshiping the Lord. We're going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 2, but I wanted to invite you out to our services this week. Sunday school is at 9:30. We're going through the book of Acts in our Sunday school class, and there's I am doing something with the Fire Bible different than what we've done before, but if you want to come in, this is not fluffing stuff. It's solid meat, and we try and produce a study guide and things like that so that people can have that to take with them. And so when I was growing up, we had what they called quarterlies. They would come out with these little booklets that had 13 Sunday lessons in them, and they would go, I guess, every once in a while there would be 14, depending upon, you know, how many Sundays there were in that quarter, if it was a 53 Sunday year. But sometimes we found the content of those to be very repetitive, and so we've you know, really gone through a lot of things. And as we were trying to figure out, you know, how God wanted me to teach the Sunday school, I stumbled upon this, and it's well worth your time if you're available 9:30 of a morning on Sunday morning. Then we're preaching on treasuring God's presence in our Sunday morning worship experiences. The presence of God makes all the difference. So if you do not have a church home, if you're new to the area, I make no bones about it. I don't try and put up a pretense. We are one of the smaller churches in Brevard County, but we have a great big heart for missions. We have a heart for God, and we would love if you came and joined us. We've been smaller than we are, we've been bigger than we are, but we just want to continue to press in and be all that God wants us to be. So hopefully we will see you Sunday mornings at 10:30 or 9:30, and please stick around long enough for me to say hi, introduce myself, and get the privilege of meeting you. One of the things we do is once I know your name, I start praying for you. I pray that God will make you fruitful in the kingdom, that he would strategically place you, and we would like for that placement to be Merritt Assembly of God, but we know that's not always going to be the best fit for people, and so we want people to be led by God's Spirit to the place where they are going to thrive in their relationship with Jesus. So Sunday morning, it's going to be great. Don't miss it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 11, we're looking at things that God wants to teach us. And Paul writes to Timothy here in this passage, and he says, "This is a faithful saying." And he goes on and he begins to share several statements. "This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." So that's where we're going to focus today. So when Paul writes, and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says this is a faithful saying. It should mean that we pay extra close attention to what is being said. Not that we should ignore the Word of God, but this is like, pay attention. This you need to get this. This is very, very important. And so he says, this is a faithful saying. It's trustworthy. It is a statement that is true in all cultures at all times. It is a culture, or it is a statement that you can have confidence in. It is faithful. The Bible says that who can find a faithful person? If you can find faithfulness, that is going to be a surpassing quality to many of the things that the world focuses on. So on yesterday's program, I think I told you about my grandfather, who the owner said, you know, hey, you can have a job for as long as you want to live, until all of a sudden they changed that mindset. A lot of people lived their life working for companies, and then the company would come to a point and said, we don't need you anymore. We're going to downsize. We're going to outsource your jobs. And yet, if those employees did not live up to what the company was expecting, they would deem these unfaithful. There was an imbalance there, and now we see employees that go to jobs and they don't intend to stay, because the seeds that were sown by companies years ago are now producing a harvest where workers say, they're not going to be faithful to me, I'm not going to be faithful to them. Well, I want you to know that God is looking for us to be faithful, and he's looking for us to be fruitful. So this is a faithful saying. You can have confidence in it. And then there's a series of four ifs. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. So there's the first if, for if we died with him. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to go to Jerusalem and we're going to plant a cross and we're going to hang up on the cross and we're going to, you know, die the same way he did. That's not what Jesus is saying here. He is talking about that if we have come to the recognition that he is the resurrection and the life, and we have said, I am a sinner. The wages of my sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So I want to come and ask Jesus to forgive me, and I want to, through the act of baptism, make a public declaration that because of Jesus, I am dead to my old way of living. I have been buried being submerged in the water, and I've been resurrected with him, and so I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I talked about the drive of self-preservation, the drive to survive in yesterday's program, and the carnal nature has that same drive. It does not want to die. But our spirit, we were dead in our trespasses and sin before Jesus, but if we have identified with his death, his burial, and his resurrection, if we have said, I am not my own, I am bought with a price, I live for the glory and the pleasure of God, and so that carnal nature, it's staying on the cross. I'm not taking it down. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. And so, like I said earlier, our theme this year is treasuring God's presence. When you have the presence of God, the location in which you are residing is inconsequential. So you can be in one of the worst environments the world has to offer, but with Jesus there, you experience heaven on earth. A lot of people have the mindset that they want to go to heaven because of the torments of hell and the pain and the agony and the unpleasant odors and the weeping and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth and all of that. But the reason to go to heaven is because we love God. We love Jesus, and we want to spend eternity with him. Because that we were created for the presence of God. And as a result of that, there is a longing inside of us that will never be satisfied with anything other than the presence of God. And only the presence of God can empower us to be able to live. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. So if we eliminate Jesus out of our life, there is very few options, none of which are good. But with Jesus, you have been sentenced to life. Okay, now if you were in a courtroom and they sentenced you to a lifetime of incarceration, that's not a pleasant sentence. But in the courtroom of heaven, we are not sentenced to a lifetime of incarceration, we are sentenced to life, vibrancy. We are sentenced to live in freedom. So if we died with him, we shall also live with him. So if you start your journey with Jesus, there's only one option, and that is to continue the journey with Jesus. Verse number 12 says, if we endure, we've seen that word now three times. Up in verse number 3, if you endure hardship. And then in verse number 10, therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect. And now we see if we endure here in verse number 12, and it says, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. So if you remember on yesterday's program, I was talking about all of the different mindsets that Paul was looking to develop in Timothy, and he was saying, you know, you do this, you endure, and one of the reasons is that when we endure all of the hardships, then we also have the privilege of reigning with him as a joint heir. He sits upon the ultimate throne, but we also will have positions of authority. So very, very important. You don't want a person who is constantly showing instability in their life. They will never get to that place where they are reigning over their problems. All of their problems will continue to reign over them. So endurance has a tremendous degree of blessing in our life. And so you can't have the reigning if you don't have the enduring. And again, it's not reigning in the place of Christ. It is reigning with him. I know a lot of people that they want people around them to submit to their authority while the person in authority is not submitted to the authority of God. That's a problem. That's a problem. So endurance, and then being submitted to him and living for him means that he has enlarged our capacity to be able to impact those around him. The third if is also in verse number 12, and it says, if we deny him, he also will deny us. So Jesus made the statement, if we deny him before men, he will deny us before the angels. The Bible talks about the measure that you use will be the measure that is used towards you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. One of the areas that that is talking about is the area of forgiveness. I know a person, and they heard a teaching one time, and it's a biblical teaching, but they had been taught differently. And that was that the teaching that they heard and they reacted negatively to was that if we don't forgive others, then we will not be forgiven ourselves. And they just really struggled with that until they realized, you know what, the teaching that I had that was not opening my eyes to that reality, it wasn't the secondary teaching was wrong, it was the primary teaching that I got. And so then all of a sudden they went back and they said, you know what, this person really does have a lot to speak into my life. So one of the other aspects is the acknowledgement of living for God, or acknowledging that God exists, that God is Lord. And so the word deny here means to disown or repudiate. It is a complete denial that God has jurisdiction in my life. And so I would highly recommend acknowledging that God is sovereign in every area of our life. There are a lot of rich people now. A lot of rich people. Every day people are striving to get rich, and you know, the goal, if you listen to some of the most popular voices out there, if you're rich, the goal is to get richer. And I want you to know that there was a person who lived like that and said, you know what, I'm going to tear down my barns and I'm going to build bigger barns and I'm going to fill them, and then I'm just going to eat, drink, and be merry because that's what I want to do. I'm just going to take it easy. And the response was, you fool. Do you not know that tonight your very soul will be required of you? Money is not an end in itself. Money is a tool. It is meant to be used for the glory of God. Anytime you and I trust in money, it will prove an unfaithful source. There are, my wife and I, we were reminiscing some from over the holidays, and we were thinking of a person that we had seen on television before we moved to Florida. And then when we got to Florida, we saw the same person on television down here. And I said, I wonder whatever happened to that guy. And it talked about that he had made a lot of money and, you know, died. And while I was reading that story, I discovered another person who was very influential in the business community, and I recognized the name, and I discovered that he made even more money than the person that I was looking up. And all of a sudden, I never knew really what happened to them, because I didn't hear about him anymore. Come to find out, he had passed away as well. And none of that money went with them. money cannot buy you salvation. There's no bank account. In fact, the gospel is free of charge. So you and I, we cannot disown, we cannot deny God because we do not want him to deny us. And so there's that stipulation there again. The manner in which we live our life towards God is going to manifest itself, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over for all of eternity. That's the same way that we're going to be, how we're going to receive. So I want to ask you, God wants you to read his word. Are you responding with request denied, or are you responding with, man, the word of God is like apples of gold and settings of silver. It's a treasure. It is a joy to be able to participate in the word of God. God wants you to pray. He wants to talk to you. I'm going to make a confession. One of the things that I struggle with is whenever I call someone repeatedly and they don't respond. I'm not talking about calling a stranger. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that, you know, I like to talk to. Hopefully they like to talk to me. Well, that's the same way with God. When God says, hey, can we, the invitation to prayer is really, if you boil it down into simple vernacular, it is, can you and I have a talk? And you know, my kids, if I say, hey, I need to talk to you about something, they'll all respond this, am I in trouble? No, you're not in trouble. There's just something I'd like to talk to you about. It might be a surprise for somebody else. It might not have anything to do with you other than letting you in on what I've got planned. And so God wants us to pray. We don't want to say, hey, take a message. I'll get back with him if it's convenient. God wants you in the house of God. He wants you hanging out with other believers so that you can go out and minister to people who will become believers. So don't deny God's plan for your life. Don't set your agenda above God's agenda. There are a lot of things in life I have to say no to because I'm saying yes to God. Verse number 13, the fourth of the four ifs. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. So faithless means to refuse to believe. It does not mean that we cannot believe. Again, conversations with my wife. I was in my devotions here not too long ago, and I was reading about the rich man and Lazarus, who both died the same day, and the rich man ended up in hell, and Lazarus ended up in Abraham's bosom. And I want you to know that the rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. That's not what that passage is. I realized in the conversation, I'd always preached this passage, and I said, that guy's got the heart of an evangelist. He's like, hey, I need you to send messengers to my family because I don't want them to end up here. By the way, that is not a parable. The statement that, you know, and Jesus told them this parable, that's not in that statement. It is, he said, there was a rich man and there was a poor man named Lazarus. So the guy is very motivated. But as I read through, I believe it's in the Gospel of Luke, I realized that in the conversation that this guy was having with Abraham, he was still arguing with Abraham and saying, no, that's not right. If someone goes from the dead, they will believe him. And Abraham said, no, if they have the law and the prophets, and if they don't believe them, they will not believe, even though somebody raises from the dead. And Jesus raised from the dead, people still refuse to believe, not because they can't believe, but they don't believe. If we refuse to believe, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. And so here is the first three have to do with if we sow seeds like this, we will reap a harvest that is commensurate with that. It's directly related. And it says if we are faithless, he's still going to remain faithful because he cannot deny himself. The goal as believers is to become as much like God in character as we can be. And that is, we want to be faithful to who he is. We want to be faithful to the fact that he is the only way to salvation. We want to be faithful to be holy, to be a servant. So there are a lot of people who are trying to adopt a mindset that says, I'm going to set aside all of the facts because I believe the important thing is to be faithful to my feelings. Well, your feelings change. Your feelings are not accurate. Many times you can feel okay and the doctor says, you're not well. But I can tell you this, God is faithful. He was faithful before man was created. He's faithful to all of his promises. Okay. You start preaching on the promises of God and saying God is faithful to the promises, man, you'll get a congregation excited. But I want to tell you this, he's also faithful in his warnings. He knows what the future holds. He knows the choices are either his presence for all of eternity or absence from his presence for all of eternity. He is faithful even with his judgment. And so he's faithful to be merciful, but he is also faithful to his word and to his character and to his name. Let's not be faithless. Let's not refuse to believe. Let's believe him and let him watch as he manifests who he really is in our lives. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Waylon Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Waylon specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Waylon Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylonduff.kw.com. Realty.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real